In this podcast, Anne Wangwe Irura and her students, young golfers with a disability, are part of an exciting development to grow the game in Kenya, in a project started by Anne called Golden Tee. What began as a pipe dream is rapidly becoming a model of inclusive sport, very much worth talking about. We spoke with Anne and were inspired to share her story with you from Edgar today. During a golf session for youngsters at Kenya Railway Golf Club, you can hear the shouts of joy as children with a disability play on a golf course for the first time, and then they help plant fruit trees beside the fairways. Anne Wangwe Irura, or Anita as friends call her, is smiling away as she leads the session. To Anita, they are all her youngsters. She knows from experience that the game can offer these children their own voice, where otherwise they might not be heard at all. Watching the kids sharing something special as they play together, it makes everything worthwhile, writes Anita. These children should have a voice and be able to join in. Anita writes, "Football is the big sport here, and of course everyone knows we Kenyans are very good at running. Our children would have only seen golf, if at all, in clips on YouTube." Golf is still something of a niche sport in Kenya, with around 40 golf courses and 8,000 or so registered golfers. Equipment and playing fees are too rich for many pockets.
But now that narrative is changing. That is actually one of the best things that are happening right now. That narrative is changing and golf is becoming accessible to many people, unlike before.
Sometimes the barriers in sports and society are knocked down by newcomers who arrive with innocence and discover a calling. Looking ahead positively seems to be one of Anita's strengths.
In golf, the next shot is the most important. So you don't ever have an option to give up. The next shot, which you have an opportunity, is the most important. It actually has nothing to do with me, but everybody else that I represent, because I am fighting for people who cannot really fight for themselves and who cannot bring this conversation on the table.
A person new to a sport certainly can have fresh eyes. Anita had no golfing background. She is an administration assistant at a school for children with special needs in Nairobi called Kenya Community Centre for Learning, or KCCL. 8 years ago, when trying different sports to engage with the students, she tried golf and realised the game could help them to focus on a task and see personal improvement. Something clicked. She tells us that early on she believed golf could help build the confidence of the youngsters, helping them to mix, encouraging patience and self-control. It is also about the possibilities in life, she says, the next shot. Not what has happened before, 5 minutes ago, but the future, the next shot. Encouraged by friends, in January 2023, Anita registered the non-profit community venture Golden Tee Inclusive Golf, and as founder and currently sole permanent volunteer, Anita launched this project publicly in May 2024. The mission being to offer golf experiences to underprivileged children with disabilities, physical and intellectual, and potential student and workplace opportunities as the youngsters mature. Her bond with her school and the 20 students she first inspired through golf remains strong, while the launching of Golden Tee has enabled Anita to encourage another 30 young people to embrace the game so far this season. Anita runs a training program for children with disabilities in the town of Kajiado, 50 miles south of Nairobi City. At AIC Kajiado Childcare Centre, youngsters from nomadic communities are offered education and accommodation by the church. Here, Anita also provides personal care items, including sanitary towels for the girls. Anita offers golf sessions using their school field, as there isn't any golf course in this area. If she can raise funds for more junior golf kits, this can continue to grow. It is still early days, but Anita is persistent. Raising finance to grow the endeavour is challenging, meeting many obstacles as she works on communication outside office and school working hours.
It took long for people to even know my name. They just knew me as the short girl with the short hair who talks about persons with disabilities playing golf.
Anita writes, some of these youngsters who have intellectual disabilities, they may not be able to succeed academically, but given an opportunity in sports, they can excel. We want to help children of all disabilities. We want to include everyone. Anita explains that Kenya, like many countries, has long struggled with its treatment of the disabled. Though change is today accelerating, there are still many who view disability in an entirely negative way, something to be literally hidden away. A child with a disability can, says Anita, be discriminated against from day one. There is also the reference of the girl child. In certain areas in Kenya today, the subject of the value of the girl child is also a raw and contentious one.
We have had our own challenges with the journey of inclusion as a country in everything. You know, we've come from an age where disability was a curse. Any form of a disability was a curse according to our African traditions and myth and everything. So we are coming from a place of people looking at a person with a disability, and especially a child with a disability, discriminated from day one. Like, that's just what we have been coming through as a country. Then on top of that, we have the unseen disabilities, like the intellectual disability, dyslexia, yeah, maybe some autism. You try explaining that this child has dyslexia and people are like, but he can talk. But yeah, he can walk. We are so used to, but he can see. We are just so used to the disabilities that we can see, which now the country has made its progress. Then again, I come and tell people that, yes, I am talking about children with disabilities playing golf. And the first question is, can they play? So those are the questions that are hard to answer every other day, every other day.
Anita is proud that she and her friends and colleagues are helping to change the narrative, including from her school, thanks to all the teachers and staff at KCCL who put their heart and soul into helping their students. She cites her beloved late mother's generation for taking the major leaps forward in tolerance towards those with a disability, and she acknowledges that the government today is working hard to maintain a positive momentum, including through the education system. Times are changing slowly for the better, and there are more opportunities to break new ground. In 2023, Anita served as a volunteer golf coach for the girls' unified golf team that won a gold medal during the Special Olympics World Games in Berlin. Anita writes, "This opportunity changed my life because I was able to see what it looked like out there where athletes of all abilities were given an opportunity to showcase their best. I am proud to continue to volunteer for Special Olympics Kenya." Asked where she gets her determination from, and Anita will tell you she was absolutely astounded at the bravery of her mother, who battled an aggressive cancer for 3 years before passing away in 2021, never complaining, always looking straight ahead.
Even the doctors were always amazed. This woman, she never gives up. And anytime I want to, I think I need to give up because nothing is working. I remember her and I remember that I can't give up. There's so many, because for her, she looked at it like we depended on her. We wanted her more. We wanted her to be in our lives for, you know, running to mom every time, running to, you know, getting advice, getting whatever it is. She fought so hard to stay alive for us. And I feel like I have to fight so hard to change one story.
As Anita started to form the vision for what became Golden Tee, knowing she needed experience in delivering golf sessions, she studied to receive a Level 2 coaching badge with US Kids Golf. In 2020, COVID came along, and one email she wrote in 2019 looking for support was replied to positively in 2022. Her tireless efforts in befriending golf societies and golf clubs, however, resulted in donations of equipment, balls, tees, and clubs, and golf bags. This allowed Anita and her friends to take youngsters to play in early morning competitions and practice sessions at the Air Force Golf Club, Vet Lab Golf Club, and Royal Nairobi Golf Club. They would sometimes travel to the course on a Sunday in the early morning darkness to be able to join in the four balls with the other golfing kids. As a single parent, Anita's young son would be along for the ride.
You need to learn. And then there are sometimes that I would register them for junior tournaments where the first one is teeing off at 6:15 a.m. That means I have to wake up really early, come to school so that we can all use common transport to the venue. And it being on Sundays, sometime it would have me babysitting my son. One day, it was very early, I put him in the car and he's like, "Mom, it's so dark, where are we going?" And I think that is what made me realize this thing is beyond me. It's not about me anymore. If I can put my child out at this time because I have to go with him, I don't have anybody to leave him with. I have to make sure that all my children, my other, I call them my children, make sure all the kids have teed off, they have the bags, they have everything they need in their bags, the balls, the gloves, the pens, everything. I make sure I talk to the group, their football, and tell them, kindly understand this person. He or she has a learning disability. Some other have hearing impairment, so kindly be patient with them. If you see them getting agitated on the course, so I do that in their all their footballs.
Friends gladly help, but it is really all down to Anita. Many an evening she burns the midnight oil and works on her weekends when school isn't running, emailing and emailing to find allies. Anita writes, "As you know, golf is very demanding in terms of costs. Sometimes it gets really tough for me to stay on course. I want to be able to reach out to more children. Golden Tee's mission is to reach underprivileged children with disabilities, to give them a wonderful golf experience. Passion is all I have to give, so I'll keep pushing just to change one life."
I've been running Golden Tee alone for a while because it's my dream, it's my vision. It's founding something, and I didn't know it was this crazy when I started it. I didn't know it involved so much. So it's very, very overwhelming. Now a few people are just coming in, you know, to assist me when I need something. But it has been a challenge to do everything alone. But now with the technology, it's easier because I can have partners from across the world through my desk, through a laptop. So that one makes it easier for me. We focus on training. Golden Tee focuses on training. We also focus on competitions. That is to have our athletes participate in both local and international competitions. We also focus on, for those ones who will prefer to go to college and pursue golf as a career. Currently, I'm trying to secure one of my athletes a position in one of the universities to pursue a PGA diploma. Because now they have decided golf is their life, that is what they want to focus on. And also we doing mobilization of funds because it's, as I said, it's been crazy doing these things on your own. You run dry and you have to keep going. So in 10 years, I would love to see Golden Tee as a community, an inclusive community. Right now, I'm really focusing on the children with disabilities because those are the ones that have been left behind.
The prospects look promising for Golden Tee, though challenges remain. Since setting up, the nation's key golf stakeholders, the Kenya Golf Union and the nation's Junior Golf Foundation, the JGF, have shown their support. While sharing the continent with the South African Disabled Golf Association, SADGA, has also been a factor. And the Ernie Els Foundation gave Anita free training to become, we believe, the first Kenyan golf coach to be certified as an official program provider for the foundation's hashtag Game On Autism project, skills that have continued to help Anita serve her children to this day. The JGF and SADGA supported one of Anita's students, Jimmy, who has the condition Erb's palsy, so he could travel to play in a South African Disabled Golf Open, which led to him proudly becoming the first of Golden Tee's golfers to earn a place on the world ranking for golfers with disability. Jimmy is returning to play in South Africa in November with Anita's help and funding support from the Kenya Golf Union and the JGF. Similarly, Anita was able to support another student, Collins, in his participation in the Macau Golf Masters in China, held in September 2024 for golfers with intellectual disabilities, where Collins won a bronze medal. Collins has been playing golf with Anita for the whole 8 years, since day one at school, as she puts it, so Collins' success means so much to her.
from day one. Like he was, we introduced golf to him day one. He finished school. Even after school, I still followed up with him and the parents to make sure that he continued, including me looking for the pros to train him. So it's been an 8-year journey for him to be able to participate in that international tournament and actually win there. I feel it's such a big success. And this success will not only help there, the two of them, it will go out there to children with disabilities. Because now when I'm talking to children, I tell them, look at Jimmy. He went to South Africa, he played. Look at Collins. He went to Hong Kong, he played. So I'm not telling them from a point that they cannot see anyone they relate to. Because children like seeing somebody they can look up. And I have exactly that. Show them, despite the journey like Collins, we've walked this journey for the last 8 years. But now here he is. Competing, even his confidence has gone high. It was just so happy. The parents are very, very happy that finally there's something for him. Because remember, when some of these people have like intellectual disabilities, they may not be able to succeed in things that force them to read and write. But in given an opportunity in sports, they just excel.
Jimmy is now serving as the junior convener at Kenya Railway Golf Club, where much of the work of Golden Tee is now based. Here the members are always keen to help, including the club's captain, Edward Maniwanda, who has been so supportive in Anita's work. Jimmy's promise today reflects that the work of Golden Tee is having good effect.
And when Jimmy got that first sponsorship by the Junior Golf Foundation, I didn't even know if they would give him the money. I was just writing, making endless calls, writing 1,000 emails, just hoping they would just say something. And when they sponsored him, I realized that if we continue looking for the opportunities for these kids, if we make sure that these kids train in the sport, there's no more limitation for how far they can go. So that is something that keeps me motivated. I know that as long as these children are somewhere getting trained, there are opportunities out there for them.
Muthaiga Golf Club in Nairobi was the first club to welcome and accommodate KCCL's golf students when Anita's dream began. So she was thrilled when the DP World Tour, supported by Edgar, staged the G4D Tour Magical Kenya Open at Muthaiga Golf Club in February this year, competed for by some of the world's leading players with disability on the world ranking. Anita was in no doubt how much it will have boosted the positive thinking around G4D, Golf for the Disabled, in this country among the key organisations, and she looks forward to this event returning and one of the region's players hopefully qualifying to play. And, step one in that dream, there is a Golden Tee golfer on the world ranking thanks to Jimmy's hard work. Anita knows she has to keep going, regardless of each setback, just as Jimmy and Collins must carry on themselves.
That's the thing. You hit one hole, you play so badly, you want to quit. And actually, that's also the other thing that I use to encourage my students. I tell them, you're going to play hole number one very, very poorly. But in golf, the next shot is the most important.
And recently in October, the children represented Golden Tee at a Rotary Club event at the Windsor Golf Hotel and Country Club in Nairobi, creating more positive momentum. In closing, Anita urges us not to forget to mention that at the Kenya Railway Golf Club during the Golden Tee Clinic on October the 6th, the youngsters were planting the fruit trees to help them understand the value of conservation. Anita writes, "I feel that children with disabilities should have the opportunity to contribute to this very important aspect of life." And she is right, of course. They are planting the trees to protect this game for the future. Thanks to Anita, their voices can be heard. Let's trust the game is kind to all youngsters from here on. And you can find out more about Golden Tee Inclusive Golf now on Facebook. Look for Golden Tee Inclusive Golf, and it is the same at LinkedIn. Or you can email goldenteegolf23@gmail.com. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.